As you read scriptures sometimes, I don't know if it happens to you, but it happens to me. Certain verses just get stuck in your head, and you have to mull them over and mull them over. And I kept mulling over the verse, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." So I thought about all those times and all those keys that we get in our lives. And I don't know if any of you experienced that time. Some of you haven't yet because you're not even driving yet. But when you got the car keys for that very first time, that solo drive, those were pretty special keys. They suddenly opened up the whole world to you because you could go traveling, as long as your gas tank was full, to wherever the road took you. And then I remember the first time we put the key in the door in our house in Stella, that house that we finally, after years, owned, and turned the lock and opened the door and realized that this had become our home. It was a key to a new chapter in our lives. But I don't think those are the kind of keys that Jesus is talking about. Jesus isn't even talking about the key that we learn when we're doing a word puzzle and you have to know which word will unlock all the other words. Well, the keys to the kingdom of heaven really unlock what it means when Jesus says to Peter that on this rock I will build my church. So if you want to know what the key verse is in this particular passage, it's when Jesus asks Peter, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." It is that confession that is the rock upon which Christ has built his church. Yes, we need the one who confesses, but without the confession of who Christ is as the Son of the living God, then we would be building our church simply on a man and not on the man's relationship to the one he confessed. So the rock on which Christ's church is built is the rock of our faith, the rock of our belief. When each and every one of us says, "I believe that you are the Son of the living God, the Messiah," that confession continues to build the foundation of God's church in the world. So each and every one of us is a foundation stone. Christ is our cornerstone, but we are the foundation stones, the rock. Our confession is the rock upon which Christ's church is built. So what are the keys to the kingdom of God? Is a good question, isn't it? And just a few minutes before we heard that song, we heard Patricia read Paul's passage in Romans about the gifts that each one of us who are foundation stones in that church, who are members of God's church, each one of us individually created and made, whether we are a young child having trouble paying attention in church, or an older person having trouble staying awake in church, or someone in the middle. We all have been created by God with specific gifts and graces. We have the teachers among us. We have the exhorters among us. We have the healers among us. We have the growers among us. We have the mentors among us. Each and every one of us has been created uniquely and wonderfully to be part of the church, part of the transforming agent in the world, so that the world might be changed. Because did you catch this one little phrase? And I'm afraid I don't even remember hearing myself read it. "And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." And the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. So what does that mean? Brothers and sisters, what does that mean? It means that death and the world cannot overtake God's church. It means that we, as disciples of Jesus Christ, believe not only that God is the Son of, that Jesus is the Son of the living God, we also believe that Jesus is the one who conquered death, that God's movement towards the reconciliation of the world to him is a movement that will be fulfilled. That death and the world cannot break that. And if we as disciples, as we as body of Christ, we as foundation stones in God's church, if we believe that, then we act that way. We act out of what we believe. That not only are we the church inside this church building, but we are the church outside the walls of this building. So that when people see us in here and see us out there, they see Christ no matter where we are. That we hold the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That doesn't mean we hold the door that gets us up there when we die. It means, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That we are God's agents of transformation here on the earth so that the world learns about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and so that God's transformation of the world comes in and through each and every one of us. We hold the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So what are they? Well, the passage goes on. The passage goes on to say that what is bound on earth will be bound in heaven. What is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So think about that. When we hold on to things like fear and hate and anger, and choose not to do the will of God in this world because we are bound up by that, then that is also bound in heaven. But when we let go, when we let loose of those things that control us, of the world that controls us, then it is loose in heaven so that God's Spirit can come down and be transforming within us and within the world. That also means that we have to choose something. We have to choose to forgive. We have to choose to love. We have to choose to risk being vulnerable one with one another. Because when we do that in here, when we bring healing in our midst, then it's easier for us to step out and bring healing into the world. At early service, someone asked me, well, how do we do that? How do we do that? We do that by choosing to take the risk of being vulnerable, of seeing people as Christ sees them, of recognizing the need of a particular person and knowing either we have that gift and skill and talent to answer it or know where we can find it. That we can bring about change here because we choose to. Because we choose to say that Christ and God will rule here and not the world. That fear will not rule here. That hate will not rule here. That prejudice and inequality and injustice will not rule here. But God's mercy, love, and peace will. Christ gives us the keys by Christ shows us how we are to act in the world, that we are to heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, house the homeless. In a few moments, I'm going to be putting on a red shirt, and it's Rethink Church. And on the back of it, it says, millions of people spending billions of hours changing countless lives. That's church. So I want to spend a little bit of time sharing what my week's been like with you. This week, I went to the Vance Granville Faith Initiative for Community Action, and I listened to churches of multiple denominations meet with educators and talk about how can we be the change agents in the world in Vance and Granville County in our educational systems. And I heard the Episcopal Church in Oxford talk about having a tutoring program 5 days a week for the school that they're connected with. I heard the church, First Baptist in Henderson, realizing that, well, we're assuming the parents are literate, so we're going to hit our educational goal against the parents and having adult education classes in their midst. I heard countless churches choosing to be mentors, choosing to bring books that the five are five books, five children, changing five lives, and the deficit that happens every summer from grades K through three that get our third graders so far behind. And I listened to the hope, not because one church was doing something, but because we were doing something together. Okay. One small red herring, though. That means a detour. How many of you know David Hartman of Good Morning America with David Hartman and Joan London? I got to meet David Hartman that day. My mom would have been so happy. But that was just one of the things that I got involved in. And then just Saturday, Heritage District Youth gathered, and they gathered from all different areas of our district, gathering school supplies for Robeson County. And then this afternoon, as the Vance County pastors and churches meet together to talk about what it means to work together for change here. That's the church. We don't have to do it alone. Next week, those papers are going to be up in the education wing in the fellowship hall and giving you some ideas of where we could be church. I don't want you to think we have to do it all and go, oh my goodness, what's she asking of us? We have to run away. No, but we do have to find out what the focus is. We are called. We have the keys to the kingdom. We have all the gifts we need right here to bring about the change in this community. So spend some time dreaming about what that would look like. Dreaming about how God could use you. Because remember these words of hope this morning. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What if our choice was to loose joy, compassion, love, and forgiveness? Dare to dream about how God can use you for the transformation of the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.